Thank you for calling XPO. This is Savannah speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you this evening? This is Walter and Kyle. And we need a little help with a work order number.
Okay, you have that order number?
Yeah, it is 07, A is an alpha, 54294.
Okay, are you the tech, customer, or rep?
Yeah, the tech.
Okay, and what did you say that your name was?
Kyle.
Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Walter, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. I got Kyle and Walter. All right, Kyle and Walter, this is Savannah at XPO. Y'all doing okay?
Yep.
Doing great.
All right, awesome. This is for Nathan Whitfield, 7922 Harding Street, Taylor, Michigan, 48180. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right.
The question was, I called this in earlier for additional service to DOD. They approved it, but we wanted to know what the charge was so I could write it on the additional service control form.
Okay.
The correct charge.
Give me
for shutoff. For shutoff valve.
Working home. For the dishwasher unit, 125. This one says 125. Let me look at my paperwork. All right, that's for that valve replacement, correct?
Yes.
I've got a total of 94.
Okay, yeah, you was right, Walter. So, okay, I just want to make sure I put the right amount on the paperwork. Even though it's different from what I called in to
94 was what was charged Best Buy. What was the technician's end of it, and what was the total? So the total is 94, and how much of it was for the tech?
Let me see here. I don't have a tech's cost. Let me see here. Let me see if I can find one in my notes. And what I have 94. That's the customer's cost. And then the DOD's cost is 72.
Okay.
Okay.
So 72 what?
Yep, and that's for valve replacement, and that SKU is 566-8902. Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, I've got one more question for you. What are your hours? What time are you guys shutting down, and then what time are you opening back up tomorrow morning?
I honestly couldn't tell you that as far as XPO, a shutdown hour. Hold on. Give me one moment and let me see if I can get you a definite answer, okay?
Mm-hmm. Have y'all been able to get them first thing in the morning on Saturdays, Kyle?
I haven't did it lately, but usually you can't get them before 9.
That's what I was thinking, but since it's a new team that they're using.
So he told me, well, you've probably seen James take measures. He said as far as cutting the cabinets is whatever price we charge.
Yeah. That Andy don't go by no price sheets. It's either you're going to pay him or – but, you know, he's Andy just charged the customer direct. He don't even fool around with that cut work.
Yeah,
put him on the spot, or he's not gonna do it.
I call it to them, and the guy ended up tipping me $100. So it is what it is.
There you go.
Guy ain't even mad still for it. He came outside as I was getting ready to leave, and the old cat put $100 in my hand.
And your boys called me. They was stuck in the mud in somebody's grass.
Again?
Uh-oh. They need to learn how to drive. All right, guys. I'm sorry. I just came back in and caught the end of that.
Same thing we were thinking.
Right? Y'all didn't take his keys, whoever that is. No, sir. We probably about 10 o'clock California time. I'm not sure. Okay. We are Central Standard, I believe. But we, you know, we service the California area as well. It's probably about 9 or 10.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we appreciate it.
Certainly. Y'all need help with anything else?
No, we're all good.
Nope.
All right.
Hold. Yeah, no, I take that back. I do need some help with something else.
Okay, go ahead.
Almost forget. All right, let me get the order number.
Okay.
Where is it?
Well, I entertain you while you look for it, Kyle. It wasn't even one of our customers that they got stuck in. They was just driving down Beck and tried to turn around in somebody's driveway.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. They are smart. They are super smart.
The customer ended up coming home and finding them in the driveway like, what's going on?
That's embarrassing. Like, I come to deliver your dishwasher, but can you give me a tow?
Well, it wasn't even coming to deliver your dishwasher. I came to deliver your neighbor's dishwasher down.
That's worse.
I just used the driveway as a turnaround. Here I am.
On Beck.
Yeah, right at Beck and 7 Mile. He's on Beck, and it was probably half a block north of 7 Mile.
Yeah, that's...
By the time I got over there, the elderly man was, you know, one of them handy dudes. He pulled out everything he needed and got them out. So when I bent the corner, it was like, oh, he got us out. And I just kept on going. I seen him. I waved and kept driving.
Man, them guys. Okay, here's the order number.
Is
007, A is in Alpha, 98, Everson Frank.
Okay. This is for 24484 Bramblewood Drive, Novi, Michigan.
Yeah, you didn't want
to.
48374.
Not at all. Saxena. Shobita,
yeah,
Saxena.
When I called it into Best Buy, that's what I said. Just the last name, Saxena.
Right.
Okay.
Certainly.
If you look in the notes, there was a. When it was, oh, that's because before when I went out there, he wasn't at home. But, okay, where is it?
Updating see. Pending client reschedule. Was this a not at home?
It was a not at home last week. He was at home this week. But where is it not in the notes? Because I close the order up.
It's okay, you found it.
No, it's there. You see the case ID? I talked to Phil, and delivery only. The granite needs to be squared off in all four corners.
Yes, I see that.
Okay, so I just need. I just need the delivery charge added on that order.
I see that. Phil is who you spoke to at the DOD?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And that's the Breeze code for that delivery charge?
Yep. And you can see the picture where I delivered it and left it, like, right in his living room. It was a no-fit.
Okay. Yeah, I'll get that. I can get that. Since you've got that Breeze code and his name, I can get that added on for you guys. Now, I just want to confirm with this additional service, because typically if you guys have to have an additional service, you know, y'all call us and either we take the payment from the customer or we call the DOD and get a brief, you know, they approve it and we just get a breeze code. And that's what allows us to add it into the system to be paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you guys called the DOD, and let me see what all I can locate here. Home shut off valve replacement for the dishwasher install will be completed. Okay, this I see. I'm assuming this is a breeze code. Okay, I see. Case ID Jeanette, and then that breeze code there. Is that correct, Kyle?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
now.
288-966-510.
Yes, and I just want to make sure, just keep an eye out on this order because I want to make sure that they get it at that additional service added into, you know, DMS. I don't see it here. I do see where you have the documentation. So just keep an eye out on that and make sure that they do get that added in, okay? But I am
okay,
going to go ahead. Certainly, and I'm going to
call you guys and let you.
Well, that makes it easier. I'm not complaining because I appreciate you, you know, making an effort and going ahead and getting it done. It makes me nervous because the DOD don't, you know, they don't do all the documentation and notating in the system as we do. So I like to be able to, you know, see where that additional valve replacement was added into the system. That way it can be accounted for, you know, but it is in the notes.
Right.
So if they have any issues or, you know, any of y'all's supervisors have any issues, you can refer them to the DMS notes, because that's all that would be needed to get that, added and processed. Okay, guys.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Was there anything else I can help y'all with today?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, I thank you guys for calling XPO, and I hope y'all have a great weekend and be safe out there.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Stay out the neighbor's yards, please.
Not me.
All right, guys. Thank you.